another 24 hours. And he had it enough wrapped up to have Cy start out with Imbert. Cy was going to start this morning.
Anything else?
No, sir, that's all.
Now, here's what I've run into on our vacation, and I'm going to order you on a vacation. You can work while you're on a vacation. So if you don't want to go to Santo Domingo and get down there and live there, you better go with me. I don't know which is the worst. I've got to go Saturday night to New York for a $1,000 dinner meeting. I don't think you ought to go, but you and Marge would enjoy a little honeymoon together. If you want your boy or any of your couples or any friends you'd like to have, you can invite them. What I would like to do, and I haven't even proposed it to my wife, but I would like late in the evening, this evening, before it gets too dark, if we're not in trouble here, we can always adjust it for the four of us, your boy if he'll go, or anybody else, maybe a couple of our staff members that answer the phones up there and kind of meet to answer the press for me. Fly up to Dayton, have a drink or two and a nice dinner and get a long night's sleep, then stay there till tomorrow until I have to go, which will be, I would guess, middle of the afternoon. I would come back, and if you wanted to run in, you could run in and go right back, but I've got to go back to Andrews, take a plane to New York. I would make my speech in New York, come in about 10:30, and I'd get back out there about midnight. We'd stay Sunday and come in Sunday afternoon. I haven't talked to Lady Bird about it, and I don't want to talk to her if you're going to be like a rabbit and run out and start finding excuses. And I know Cy's gone. I know you got a lot of problems, but it seemed like to me that you could solve them up to 6 o'clock and you'd be in constant phone, and anybody wants to run out and see you in 20 minutes. And you see any reason why that wouldn't work?
Well, Mr. President, I'd love to do it tomorrow. We'd have a little problem tonight. We have guests coming in for dinner tonight.
We'll do it tomorrow. We'll start out tonight. We'll see what we can do it in the morning, and we'll tentatively plan then on leaving early in the morning. My trouble is, I may go tonight, and you can come up in the morning.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
That might be what we do.
That'd be excellent.
The trouble is, we'll miss Saturday night, and we won't be together much. If you can't come tonight, and I can't be there Saturday night. I didn't know about this damn $1,000 dinner when I talked to you. But let's try tentatively that we'll go up tonight, and you all come up early in the morning.
That'd be fine.
I'm going to go over to the office and stay all morning, and then get up there just when I'm leaving. Just come on out there. You get up, you get to your desk at 7, so just get up there early. So the time we get up, we can all go and do some exercising and talk some. Well, now, I'm meeting with Newsweek and Time and Business Week and all of them at lunch today. What else do you know that I can tell? Does this Rivers thing hurt you any about closing down future facilities?
Well, it's not very good, but we've got him to take out one of the clauses, and I'm working on the other. It's not good, Mr. President, and it will hurt. But I think I've got a pretty fair chance of getting it either changed or taken out completely.
Well, if you don't, I imagine Russell would do it for you. He's not going to want the Rivers running everything, is he?
That's right. I think so. But I'd rather get it out of the house bill if I can and not leave it up to Russell. So I've got a few days to work on it. I thought up until midweek next week I can still have a chance of getting it out.
Now, what about the coup in Saigon?
Well, I'm not too worried about it.
Now, what about the... Do you think that we're going to ever be able to get Imbert to go along with anything?
I don't know, Mr. President. I thought we could up until yesterday morning. But he's so flushed with success at the moment, I don't know. We'll know better by the end of today. I think there's a pretty fair chance, to answer your question, yes. We may have to get a little rough with him, but I think that's worth it.
Is anything wrong, Martin? Have you seen Bartlow Martin's article?
No, I haven't.
I would suggest the first time you have a moment, I don't think you ever do, but I think you ought to let your diary show when you left the Defense Department. And then you ought to write down everything that you can remember of these events right on through, particularly through the invasion.
Yeah.
And through the second invasion. I don't know yet what to say to them when they ask me, why did we put 20,000 more in there? The only thing I know is that we created this zone that they were reputed to have up to 40,000 that they were available to them that they could bring in, that we had to give protection to all the embassies. We couldn't stand for the United States to get run over and be defeated and have a temporary setback and get run off the island. And we had to have patrolled almost hand-to-hand over a period of, over an area of 8 or 10 miles or whatever it is.
Other than that, Mr. President, we had to land on the west side of that hotel, 7 miles down the road at that Port Hena, and we had to use the airport on the other side about 8 or 10 miles to the east, so that we had a frontage there of 15 to 20 miles that we had to protect. We had a line of communication we had to establish right through the area that was being fought over by the loyalists and the rebels.
Well, can't you get Wheeler to give you a memorandum dated then that you have this many men?
Absolutely. You asked for a memo. It's being written now.
Well, you see, though, that Wheeler puts one in his file that you've got to have this many men for these purposes,
so
that we got that answer. That's one of the things they're going to give you hell on.
Absolutely.
Well,